This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Sports Illustrated did an interesting story talking to two players who suffered severe injuries and hurt their draft stock. Now, this is a trend that I understand, okay? I don't love it, but I'm not mad at anybody that decides they're not going to play in a bowl game. I think Joel Klatt did the best job of coming up with the argument to me that makes me understand what college players are thinking. And I got to give Joel Klatt credit for this. He said, let's say you're refurbishing a classic car and it's a real classic. And you have worked on it for 10 years. And someone comes up to you and says, hey, I want to buy your classic car. Like, all right, great. And he says, I'm going to give you $14 million up front for your classic car. Like, wow. He says, but I can't give you that money until late April. All right, so you agree to terms. He's going to give you $14 million in late April for your classic car. Do you, A, put that car in storage and lock it up, or B, drive that car around? The players like Nick Bosa or Rashawn Gary that are choosing not to play in bowl games are putting the car in storage. And that's sort of the everyman analogy that Joel Klatt used, and I'm like, it's a great argument, and I think it's something that everybody can attest to. So, you got Jalen Smith back in 2016, Fiesta Bowl, Notre Dame and Ohio State. He was considered to be a top three pick. He was going to go probably for sure in the top five, and early in the game, he tore his ACL and MCL in one of those injuries that might have been nerve damage. When you start hearing about nerve damage and whether guys are ever going to play again, think Grant Newsom at Michigan a couple years back is a recent example. And he never played again. But Jalen Smith eventually went from being a top three, top five type of draftable prospect to the Cowboys taking him with the 34th pick. Think locally again, Jake Butt. Jake Butt was considered to be a second-day pick, a second- or third-round pick. And it was the Orange Bowl 2017, and he catches a pass on the Michigan sideline, fighting for the end zone, gets hit in the knee, tears his ACL. And that was the second ACL tear in that leg, if I believe it was his right leg. So he goes from being a second-day pick, second- or third-round pick, to a fifth-round pick. So Sports Illustrated caught up to both of them to get their thoughts on players that decide to skip bowl games and what they think in retrospect looking back at their decision. Now, Jake Butt's decision cost him, but it didn't cost him as much as Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith cost him millions and millions and millions of dollars in guaranteed money, having gone from the beginning of the first round to the beginning of the second round. I'm not sure the story actually quantifies it. Let me see if I can find it. Smith's teammate, Ezekiel Elliott, was a fourth overall pick of the 2016 draft, a potential landing spot for Smith before the injury. Elliott's rookie contract was worth just under $25 million for four seasons. Smith's rookie deal will pay him a shade less than $6.5 million over four seasons. So you're looking at $18.5 million. $18.5 million. 6.5 as opposed to 25. Here's what Jalen Smith said, quote, in retrospect, it was a premier game, the Fiesta Bowl versus Ohio State. There's a lot of talent in that game. We all wanted to compete. So the decision I made to play the game, I would make the same decision. Jake Butt. I know it sounds a little bit crazy, but I would make the same exact choice again. That was one of the biggest games I was going to play in my Michigan career. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that they both said that. I wonder how much they mean it. And by that, I think probably they both are finding out that they're doing just fine in life and with their careers where they're at. And part of it might be they don't want to admit they made a mistake. Just trying to do a psychological deep dive. And maybe they do mean it, okay? I remember talking with Red Berenson, who was a Michigan hockey coach. Michigan hockey through the years has lost a lot of players early to the NHL. Guys declare and go pro. And Red told me at one point that all the players that left early that he ever talked to about their decision to leave early, all of them, with the exception of one, said that they regretted it, that they wish they would have stayed. And I'd be interested to see a study done of players that left early in all sports to find out what percentage wish they would have stayed. I think there's a lot of factors. I think it depends on the economical situation you grew up in. It depends on, did you love your college experience? It depends on, how did your pro career turn out? I mean, there's so many moving parts. I don't know if it would be easy to really come up with sort of data that would support the decision one way or another. And these two players, the decision to play clearly cost them money. I don't have a problem with a player sitting out. I personally hate the devaluing of the college game, and I think there's been a lot of that that's gone on. But that's my own selfish wants. Like, I'm speaking on my own behalf, basically as a fan of college football. I can't tell any of these players to play. That's insanely selfish of me. But I also could tell you that I don't like it as a fan, just because as a fan, the game's more fun to watch. If you take me to court and say, okay, this is a player that wants to leave, and it's that guy versus Doug, that guy wins every time. That guy wins every time. Because nobody should be forced to do something that they want to make a business decision. Sure, I make business decisions. You make business decisions. But I that's kind of the problem. I wish there was more of a safety net for players. And given it feels like so much money is made in these college sports endeavors and the pro sports, like the insurance, Jalen Smith, if I recall correctly, did have an insurance policy. And I believe that Jalen Smith recouped some money, but I don't believe the story indicates what that was. I remember that from the time. I remember going back to the time. I feel like in an effort to the college football and the NFL should try and find a way to protect these kids, to protect them. Now, will the NFL be compelled to do it? Maybe not. Maybe not. They might not want the one more game. But in college, these athletic departments make so much money, and the money is going towards coaches' salaries and expansion of facilities. And they're not expanding the facilities out of need. They're expanding the facilities out of luxury. So could any of that be redirected to protect against kids like Jake Butt and Jalen Smith and the players that are currently sitting out bowl games? 248-539-9797. We got open lines. We'll get to your response to that. Keep getting your votes in for the Detroit Sports Person of the Year, Time Magazine. They do it with the this is a person with the most influence, for better or worse, who impacted our sports landscape the most in 2018. It's Carson Anderson. Gators got the day off, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.